Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
This afternoon, we would like to talk about the part two of facing the giant beast.
今天下午我们要来谈到面对巨兽第二步。
This morning, we talk about the first beast, which is the political power and the political persecution to the true Christian.
今天早上我们提到面对巨兽的第一部分就是政治的迫害。
So in the end time, things will change, times will change, that if you want to keep the truth, you face severe persecution from the political powers.
在末世要持守真理非常的困难，因为要面对政治上的逼迫。
Now, we talk about this is not the only beast, there's one more coming.
那这不只是一个恶兽，还有另外一个。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13, verse 11.
我们翻到启示录的十三章十一节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 11.
启示录的十三章十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Let's read loud together.
我们一起大声的读。
And three. 我又看见另有一个兽从地上上来，有两脚如同羊羔，说话好像龙。Here in the vision, John saw another beast came out.
这里在异象当中，约翰看到有另外一头兽。
Once again, the revelation is talk about the things that will happen before Jesus' second coming.
当然，启示录里面所提到的一些异象，全部都是基督要再临之前所发生的事。
Concerning the true church, what is the challenge facing the members?
是谈到在真教会里面的信徒会遇到的挑战。
We are not only facing the first beast, political power.
我们不只要面对第一头野兽，就是政治迫害。
We'll face the second beast.
现在还要面对第二头巨兽。
What is the second beast represent?
第二头巨兽代表什么呢？
It represents false prophets and their deception.
代表的就是假先知的迷惑。
We know that member really respect the worker of God.
我们知道信徒一般都很尊敬神的工人。
Because they speak for God.
因为他们是神的代言人。
In the Old Testament, those who speak for God is called the prophet.
在旧约里面，神的代言人就称为先知。
Because most members do not know what God wants and what is the message.
因为大部分的人不知道神在想什么，还有神的旨意是什么。
So they have to listen to the prophet so that they will know what God wants.
所以他们要听从先知的话，才知道神要的是什么。
But not every prophet is true prophet.
可是不是每个先知都是真先知。
Or maybe at the beginning they were.
有的或许刚开始他是的。
But later they got deceived. They became false prophet.
可是可能后来这个先知自己被迷惑之后，就成为假先知。
So this kind of people are called a false prophet.
所以这些人就称为假先知。
Now, in the vision, John saw another beast came out.
现在约翰在异象当中看到有另外一头野兽出现。
Now, what is the different than the first one?
那这与第一头兽有什么不同呢？
If you remember this morning, the first one came from the sea, which is more about political background.
如果你记得今天早上讲的第一头兽是从海中上来，它比较有政治的背景。
Because the world is changing, right?
因为整个世界在改动。
Now, but this one came from the earth, from the land.
可是这一头是从地中上来的。
You know, land is relatively stable.
我们知道地是相对稳定的。
So it's not come from outside.
所以并不是从外面进来。
It's come from inside.
是从里面出来的。
It's from the land, from the earth.
从地底下出现的。
Now, the Bible describes it has two horns like a lamb.
圣经有向我们描述它是有两脚如同羊羔。
But it spoke like a dragon.
可是它说话却像龙。
So if you look at this picture, it gives you some, maybe possibly the demonstration.
如果我们看到这张图，可能你会有一些可以想象的。
Look at this little lamb.
我们看看这一只小羊羔。
Yes, it looks like a lamb.
是的，它长得像羊羔。
But the horn is quite big.
可是它的脚有点大。
But anyway, you cannot hear it spoke. If you hear it spoke,You will be scared.
当然，我们现在听不到这只羊的声音。可是，如果你听得见的话，你可以想象，其实是很吓人的。
We know what the lamb sound. 咩羊 ，right?
我们知道一只羊的叫声大概是这样的。
Very cute.
非常可爱。
But dragon, of course, dragon is an imaginary and a symbolic animal, but will sound very terrible, of course.
当然，我们想象当中的龙，它讲话的声音应该大家都知道。
The Bible talk about what is the dragon represent.
圣经告诉我们龙代表什么。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们翻到启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
十二章的第九节。
Let's turn to Revelation 12, verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three.
大龙就是
古
蛇，
蛇
名
叫魔
鬼，
又
叫
撒旦，
是
迷
惑
普
天下
的。
他
被
摔
在
地
上，他的
使
者
也
一
同
被
摔下
去。Here tell us what the dragon represent in the Bible.
这里告诉我们。圣经里面龙代表什么？
It is not a good thing.
不是什么好东西。
So dragon does not represent good thing. It represents the devil.
龙就代表魔鬼。
So if you're home, if you have any dragon decoration, you should throw it away. It's not good to keep it.
所以如果你家里有什么龙的雕饰，请你把它丢了。
It's not good.
因为那不好。
The Bible very clear. Dragon represents the devil.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，龙就代表魔鬼。
So when we talk, it can deceive people.
所以当他讲话的时候可以迷惑人。
Wow, do not imagine all the dragon talk like a lion, very loud, very disturbing, very scary. Not necessarily look like this.
不要以为龙讲话就是像狮子一样那样大吼大叫会吓人的。
You know, the voice of the dragon can deceive you.
龙的声音是可以迷惑人的。
Today, do you get a lot of phone call like from DHL, China Embassy and all that, right?
今天我们可能有接到一些电话，是什么中国大使馆或者是什么领包裹的。
Oh, every day we have a scam call like this.
可能你有接过很多的诈骗电话。They
try to ask you to tell them your bank account number.
他希望你可以告诉他你的银行账号。
And try to tell you to get something or buy something.
或者是叫你要推销要买东西。
Or send them money.
或者是把钱转给他们。
You know, how did those people deceive you?
那这些人是如何骗你的呢？
If those people talk like a gangster, you hang up, right?
如果这些人讲话像流氓一样，你马上就挂电话了。
But if those people talk very professional,
可是如果这些人讲话非常的专业，
right? Talk like China Embassy, talk like a DHL, talk like a business person,
讲的就像一个商人，讲的就像领事馆的人员。
Oh, then you believe it.
那你可能就会被骗了。
So the sounds of the deceiver may not be very harsh, but very persuasive.
所以要骗你的人，他的声音可能不是很恐怖的，反而是很能说服人的。
Just like the serpent, how did the serpent deceive our ancestor Eve?
就像这个蛇当初是如何欺骗夏娃的呢？
Oh, talk very sweet.
他是缓缓的讲。
Right, he asked the woman, didn't God say it? You shall not eat?
他问这个女人说，神真的这么说吗？你不能吃吗？
Oh, if you eat it, your eyes will be open.
如果你吃了，你的眼睛就会打开哦。
Wow, so this is very, very deceiving.
所以这是很容易迷惑的。
So at the end time, the second beast is very different.
所以在末世的第二头兽是非常不同的。
It's from within.
是从里面来的。
It's about the prophet or the worker of God.
是提到假先知，就是神的工人。
But instead of leading you to God, telling you the truth.
可是，他应该是要带你来认识神，来靠近神。
But he didn't do it.
可是他不这么做。
He do the opposite. He'll lead you away from God.
相反的，他带领你离开神。
Now, what does it mean look like a lamb?
那什么意思长得像羊呢？
What is a lamb?
什么是羊羔？
John chapter 1 verse 35.
我们来翻到约翰福音第一章三十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 35.
约翰福音第一章三十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 35.
约翰福音第一章三十五节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples. 36.
三十六。
And he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Here in verse 36, that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
三十六节讲得很清楚，主耶稣就是神的羔羊。
Because in the past, people have sinned.
因为在以前人们有罪。
In Old Testament, if you have sin, you have to bring a lamb and slaughter it at the blood to atone your sin.
在旧约里面，如果人犯了罪，就要带一只羊到神面前，把它宰了，献祭献给神。
But we know that animal blood can never wash sins away.
可是我们知道，动物的血是绝不能代替人的。
Only one person's blood can wash your sins away.
只有一个人的血能够洗去你的罪。
It's the perfect one, Lord Jesus Christ.
就是完美的羔羊主耶稣。
Because he is God come to the world in human form.
因为他是神从天上下来成为人的样子。
So that's why John introduced him. Look, the Lamb of God is here.
所以约翰指着耶稣说，看啊，这就是神的羔羊。
So today if you need salvation,
所以今天如果你要救恩，
you want eternal life,
你想要永生，
there's nowhere else you can find. You only have to rely on the Lamb of God.
你只能靠着神的羔羊，在世上再也找不到第二只。
However, those people who follow God, who want to preach for God,
可是这一些跟随神的人，
they work for God.
他们为神工作。
But Jesus also reminds all the disciples and all the believers.
主耶稣也提醒他身边所有的门徒，
Not everyone speak for me is true prophet.
不是每一个我的代言人都是真的先知。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
我们翻到马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
马太福音第七章十五节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
马太福音七章十五节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three.
你们要防备假先知。
他们到你们这
里
来，
外
面披着羊
皮，
里面
却
是
残
暴
的
狼。 Jesus said, do not look at the outward appearances.
主耶稣说，不要只看外表。
Of course, we human beings, we have naked eye, we all look at the outward appearances.
当然我们身为人，我们只能看外表而已。
But sometimes you can be deceived by your eyes.
可是常常我们会被眼睛所蒙骗。
Especially now we have AI generated message, a video. You look at real, but actually it's not that person talking.
特别是现在这个时代已经有人工智能，如果你看人工智能做出来的影片，你以为是那个人在说话，其实不是。
So next time if you look at YouTube, you find picture Timothy, right, talking something crazy. May not be me. Maybe people use AI to make it.
所以下次你如果在网络上看见杨传道他站在台上讲一些很奇怪的事情，很有可能不是我，是人工智能做的。
Because nowadays people can use their mouth the way even change your language.
现在的人是可以用人工智能来用这个人的脸然后讲不一样的话，甚至可以讲他本来不会说的语言。
Now Jesus said, beware of false prophets.
所以主耶稣教导我们要防备假先知。
They come to you, they want to deceive you.
他们到你们这里来要迷惑你们。
Outside, they have the skin of a sheep.
外面是披着羊皮。
But inside, they are wolves, they are ravenous wolves.
里面却是残暴的狼。
So what does it mean?
所以这里讲到什么意思呢？
If you look at chapter 7, Jesus talked about this false prophet.
如果我们看第七章，主耶稣说这个假先知。
Actually, inside the true church, there are two kinds of workers.
在真耶稣教会内部也会有两种工人。
Okay, first we know Jesus is the true Lamb of God.
第一个我们先知道主耶稣是神的羔羊。
He is the one who atone our sin.
他是来代赎，来赎我们的罪的。
In the true church, there are true worker, true prophet.
在真教会里面也有真的工人，真的先知。
They preach the word of God.
他们传扬神的话。
They preach the true doctrine.
他们传扬真正的教义。
They are received by the Holy Spirit.
他们是从上面得到圣灵的。
So they speak the voice of the Lamb.
所以他们讲出来的声音也是羊的声音。
Remember, as a speaker, we do not speak ourselves.
要记得，我是神的工人，我讲的不是自己的话。
Whoever we stand here, we speak in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
站在这里的人都是奉主耶稣的圣名讲话。
So we speak the word of God, not speak our own opinion.
所以我们要讲的是神的话，不是个人的意见。
So those true workersOutside they are a sheep, inside they also is a sheep.
所以如果是真的工人的话，外面是一只羊，里面也是一只羊。
Their life manifests Lord Jesus Christ.
他们的生命是相对是发出主的光辉。
But at the end time, when the more approaching the end time, the second beast will come.
可是在末世，第二只兽会出现。
More and more you'll find they are false prophets inside the true church.
越来越多你会在教会里面看见越来越多假工人。
Some worker all look like a sheep.
有一些工人在教会里看起来很像一只羊。
They have the outward appearances.
外面看起来是一只羊。
Even they have the title, they have the status.
甚至在教会里面有一些称谓。
Oh, they are a preacher, they are deacon, they are elders, or they are worker of God.
可能这些神的工人是传道，是长老，是执事。
But inside they already changed.
可是里面已经改变了。
They do not speak for Jesus.
他们并不为耶稣说话。
There's no voice of the Lamb. No.
他们不再有羊的声音。
But rather, they speak like a dragon.
他们说话却像龙。
They deceive people.
因为他们是迷惑人的。
And then their action is like a wolf.
还有他们的行为表现出来是像狼。
Wow. Of course, you may find, wow, that looks terrible. That sounds very alarming. Would that happen?
所以你可能会听了吓一跳，想说在教会里会发生这样的事吗？
In the true church, would that happen?
怎么可能在真教会里面有这种事呢？
Aren't we the true church? Everything is perfect. Would this happen?
我们不是完美的真耶稣教会吗？怎么会这样呢？
Yes, this is the true church, and that's why the devil tried to disturb it and destroy it.
是的，就是因为这是真教会，所以魔鬼才想要摧毁真教会。
The devil will look, see which worker have the become his target, and can deceive him, and then so that he can deceive others.
魔鬼会看准教会里面的工人，然后先迷惑他，再让他去迷惑信徒。
Who is proud?
那一些心里骄傲的。
Who has bitterness against the truth, and the organization?
那一些心里苦毒对组织不满的。
Oh, then the devil will work in his heart.
那个魔鬼就会在他心里动工。
At the end, he'll change.
再后来，他就会改变了。
So, we better have the vaccination today.
所以今天我是要来为大家打预防针。
Do not be surprised in the future. You see, wow, why a worker become like this?
所以在未来，你就不会很惊讶，说怎么在真教会里也会发生这样的事。
If you are a member, you are vaccinated today.
如果你是信徒，请你今天先打好预防针。
Because in true Jesus Church, we do not follow workers.
因为在真耶稣教会里面，我们不跟从任何一个工人。
We follow Jesus Christ.
我们只跟从主耶稣。
If worker fall away, you don't follow him.
如果这个工人跌倒了，千万不要跟着他。
You still follow Jesus.
你还是要跟着主耶稣。
And as a worker, we have to remind ourselves.
身为神的工人，我们也要提醒自己。
Today, thank God, we are true worker.
今天感谢神，我还是真的工人。
But we are not careful.
可是如果我不小心的话
，We can be deceived by the devil.
我有一天也会被魔鬼所迷惑。
I can be the next false prophet.
我可能就成为下一个假先知。
No matter your elder, deacon, or preacher, or anyone.
不管你是长老、执事、传道还是谁。
So if you look at Matthew chapter 7,
所以如果你看马太福音第七章
，It tells you that the false prophets, how to look, how do you identify false prophets?
所以现在要教大家如何辨别他是假的先知。
So basically, Jesus said.
所以耶稣这么说。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.Verse 16.
我们来看马太福音七章十六节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 16.
马太福音七章十六节。
One, two, three.
一起读。凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
A grapes gather from the thorn bushes.
荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？
Or figs from the thistles?
荆棘里岂能摘无花果呢？
17.
十七。
So every heavy tree bear good fruit.
凡好树都结好果子，
but the diseased tree bear bad fruit. Jesus gave us a very big principle to discern whether it's a true prophet or a false prophet.
这里主耶稣教我们一个很简单的原则，如何去辨识假先知或真先知。
Just like a tree.
就像一棵树。
If the tree have diseased.
如果这棵树呢，它被
生病了，
它生病了。
It's have sick. If the worm inside or disease inside, then all the fruits will have spots.
可能有虫进去了，或者是这棵树生病了，这个果子都会受影响。
Because it's been affected.
因为他们都会被影响。
Or a thistle, a thorn bush will never produce grapes.
那荆棘或蒺藜是没有办法长出任何果子。
Because the life is different.
因为这个生命与果树是不同的。
So you don't listen to a person. You watch his behavior.
所以你不需要听一个人说什么，你就看看他做什么。
Right? At the end time, you have to look at a person.
在末世，我们要学着如何去看一个人。
Yes, you claim that you are a prophet. You claim that you are the worker of God.
是的，我们现在看到这个自称是神工人的人。
But is he a true worker of God?
那他是不是真的呢？
What kind of behavior he is?
他行的行为如何呢？
Not by what he say.
不是根据他所说的。
You know what? Because gifted, people can be very gifted, eloquent, talk very well.
因为我们知道有些人是非常有口才，他们可以滔滔不绝。
It's not because he's very good so that he speaks very well. It's a gift. It is eloquence.
并不是因为他这个人很好，所以他讲得很好，而是他有这样的口才。
But inside, what is his private life? What is his action?
可是我们要看看他个人的私生活，他的行为如何。
Okay, so now we talk about a few points. What are the characteristics of a false prophet?
所以我们现在要来看看假先知的特质。
Remember, we are not talking about outside, other denomination. We are talking about inside, in the earth, in the land, from within.
要记得，我们不是在讲外面的教会，我们讲的是从地中上来的。
Within true church in the future，
在真教会里面
，or maybe even now，
不只是未来，很有可能现在已经在发生了。
Who can be false prophet？
谁是假先知
？This, if you look at 1 Timothy chapter 6，
我们来看提摩太前书第六章。
Please, everyone, turn your Bible。
现在，请大家开始自己翻圣经。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 3 to 8。
提摩太前书第六章三到八节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 3 to 8.
提摩太前书第六章三到八节。
1, 2, 3. 若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理。
第四，
他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出极度纷争、毁谤、妄议。
五，
并那坏的心术，世上真理之人的增进，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
六，
然而敬虔加上自主的心，便是大力了。
Seven, 七，
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
8. 八，
只要有意有时，就当知足。Here Paul told young worker Timothy, how do you spot, identify false prophets?
这里保罗教导年轻的工人提摩太如何分辨假先知。
As a member, we also have to know to identify, because in the end time, this can happen.
身为基督徒的我们也要学习如何分辨，因为这在未来是会发生的。
Okay, the first point.
第一点。
Using godliness as a way of gain.
以敬虔为得力的门路。
The prophets or the worker of God, they have a lot of influences.
在神的工人呢，是可以影响很多人的。
They should be living a simple life.
他们应该要过一个简单的生活。
They should not envy or love the wealth or try to get benefit from member.
他们不应该很羡慕别人的财富，然后以敬虔为得力的门路。
But this prophet, even though they look like a worker of God,
那可是这个假先知，虽然他外表看起来很像真的。
But actually, inside they love money.
可是心里面却非常贪爱钱财。
They go to a member's house, they try to get money, borrow money, ask to invest.
他们去信徒的家，想要这个，想要那个，甚至向信徒借钱。
Tell people together to do business together.
或是告诉信徒，我们一起来做一个生意。
He used his spiritual influence to try to get material benefits.
他用他属灵的带领的这个工作呢，来影响别人。
Maybe he tell you to offer money to God. I bring to Africa. I bring to anywhere.
或者是叫信徒捐钱，然后。告诉信徒说，我把这笔钱会带到别的地方奉献。
Actually, the money you offer never really reached there because he personally pocketed.
可是事实上，你奉献的钱是从来没有到达对方的手中。
Now be very careful.
所以要很小心。
If you want to offer anywhere, any other country.
所以如果你想要奉献钱财到任何一个地方或是国家
，You always go through the church.
你要透过教会。
You never give to a worker or give him cash to bring it to that country.
千万不要给一个工人把钱给他，然后让他带到那个地方去。
Because our church we have a very established system.
因为我们教会有很完整的组织。
Money have to go through the church in the accounting system, and from this system, it's accountable. Everyone who bring to anywhere have receipts. Everything is clear.
所以你的钱进到教会的账户里面，教会会把它给当地的所需要的信徒，然后那个每笔账都是清清楚楚有记录的。
But if there's a worker of God, no matter who he is, very gifted or not.
所以如果一个神的工人不管他是不是非常有能力的
If he come to you,
如果他来到你面前
or call you,
或者是打电话给你
Sister, you love Jesus, I know,
说姐妹我知道你非常爱主
I go to Africa next month
我下个月要去非洲
They need to build a chapel
他们需要盖会堂
People are very poor
而且那边的人非常的穷困
Can you give me something, I bring it there
你可不可以给我什么我带到那里去
It sounds very, very, very rare
听起来其实很少见
But if a worker keep doing this, you have to be very careful.
可是如果真的这个工人不断的这样向你要钱，你就要小心了。
He may be a false prophet. Becoming a false prophet.
他可能已经成为假先知了。
Because more and more money he handled.
因为他手上经手的钱是越来越多。
You know, worker of God should never touch money or church money, should not handle church money.
一个神的工人不应该手上拿着教会的钱。
But he keep going everywhere asking for donation.
可是不管他去到任何地方，他都向信徒要钱。
This is not right, huh? This is not right.
要记得这是不对的。
And of course, as a member, you don't try to cultivate that. You don't try to do this to him too.
当然，身为一个信徒，我们也要记得，不要以为这就是奉献给他。
No. A worker of God, true worker of God, will never use godliness as a way of gain.
要记得，神的工人绝对不会以敬虔为得力的门路。
Other religion, this can happen.
在别的宗教里面，这个是可能发生的。
Some people open a temple, they collect donation. The one who run the temple become very rich.
有些人他自己开教会，然后他就向信徒收取奉献，自己呢就变得非常富有。
Or other religion open a temple， 开个庙啊。
或者是佛教开个庙。
The 主持啊 ，the one who run the temple， all the money he can pocket it， he can take it。
里面的住持呢，收了所有的香油钱，都可以到自己的口袋。
But true Christian， true church never happen， should never happen。
可是真教会、真基督徒这些事是不应该发生的。
So, if a false prophet, if a worker go around and asking for money and then gaining, you know, is not a true one.
所以如果有一个神的工人来到你面前向你要钱，你就知道他是假先知。
You should not never say, "Oh, I help him so that I donate to God."
你不要以为你帮助了他，你就是奉献给神。
You want to donate to God, you donate to the church, and not to give it to him personally.
如果你想要奉献，就是奉献给教会，而不是给个人。
So this is a concept we have to understand.
所以我们要有这样的观念。
And secondly,
第二点,
we have the look of the godliness, but really it's not godly inside.
我们要有敬虔的外貌，可是里面也要真的敬虔。
Otherwise, you become a false prophet.
要不然就成为假先知了。
Some false prophet, oh, they speak the sermon, they dress very nice, they talk about holiness.
有些假先知呢，他们是外表看起来非常敬虔，讲话也头头是道。
But privately, their private life is a mess. It's a lot of dirtiness, a lot of sin.
可是，在私生活里面却充满了罪。
Because they allow the devil to work in their heart.
因为他们让魔鬼在他们心里动工。
So once in a while, we heard about a worker has fallen.
所以一阵一阵，我们可能就听过传道工人跌倒。
Why?
为什么？
Because they allow the devil to work in their heart.
因为他们让容许。魔鬼在心里动工。
They have the look of the godliness, but for God, the real essence of godliness.
所以他们是有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
So they have fallen. Some of them have fallen.
所以真的神的工人就这样跌倒了。
So we have to be very careful.
我们要很小心。
At the same time, we should not put our hope on human being.
那同一个时间，我们也要记得不要把自己的希望放在人的身上。
Human can fall, anyone can fall.
因为任何人都可能跌倒。
The third point, how to look for a false prophet.
第三点，如何分辨假先知。
Verse 3 says, 传异教啊 ，will preach other doctrine.
第三节有提到传异教。
And then he opposing the truth.
就是他抵挡真道。
The Bible said, he 抵挡真道啊 ，he really opposing the truth.
他跟真道为敌。
This is also the main character of a false prophet.
这也是假先知的特质。
Maybe he didn't love money.
可能他不爱钱。
Maybe he didn't commit adultery.
可能他也没有犯罪。
But if he come to you and teach something other than the basic doctrine that you receive,
可是如果他口里讲出来的话是跟我们的十大信条不符合的话，
then you know he's becoming a false prophet.
那你就知道他已经成为假先知了。
In the time of Paul, he already warned the members.
在保罗的时代他已经提醒了信徒。
Let's turn to Galatians.
我们看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Galatians, let's turn to your Bible, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6.
请翻到你自己的圣经，加拉太书第一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
加拉太书第一章六到八节。
Let's read together. One, two, three.
一起读。
我
稀
奇
你
们
这
么
快
离
开那
借
着
基
督
之
恩召
你
们的，
去
从
别
的
福音。
7.
那并不是福音，不过是有些人搅扰你们，
要
把
基
督
的
福
音
更
改
了。8.
8.
但无论
是
我
们
是从上
来的
使
者，
若
传
福音
给
你
们，
与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。Here Paul told the member in Galatia.
这里保罗告诉加拉太教会。
I'm very surprised.
我很惊讶。
Why?
为什么？
I went there and left you not long ago.
我去那里传福音给你们，而且离开也没有很久。
But why? Something happened.
为什么这么快就出事了？
You departed from the grace of God and follow other gospel.
你们这么快就离开那个福音，而且去从别的福音。
What is other gospel?
什么是别的福音？
Some people change the doctrine, change the teaching of the apostle.
别人把使徒所传的教义所更改。
They add something, they change here and there, they change it.
他们在中间加上什么，删除什么。
But these are not gospel if you change it.
可是这个福音一旦更改了，就不再是福音了。
Just like if you want to copy a key,
就像你如果要打一支钥匙
You go to Home Depot, right? You have to want to make a copy.
你去店里面说、哦、我想要再复制一支这一支钥匙、
You have to do the exact same copy. Otherwise, you cannot open the door.
你一定要完完全全照这个雕刻、这个刻度来做，要不然你是没有办法开门的。
Today we want to go to heaven.
今天我们要去天国。
We need the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我们需要天国的钥匙。
This is the doctrine, the pure doctrine according to the apostles.
这就是纯正的福音，是使徒所传的。
However, some people change it.
可是有些人更改了。
Who change it?
谁呢？
Not ordinary member, because they don't really know how to change it.
并不是普通的信徒，因为你不知道怎么改。
Most members just listen, right? Just like you, right? Just like you. And, okay, you teach, we listen.
大部分的信徒只是听，人家讲他就听。
Who change it?
所以到底是谁更改了福音？
At that time, some workers, they changed the word of God.
那个时候有一些工人改了神的话。
Change the gospel, change the doctrine.
改了教义，改了福音。
So Paul said, if anyone come to you,
所以保罗说，如果有人去到你面前，
even I, Paul, come to you,
就算是我保罗，
or an angel appear to you,
或者是天使出现在你面前，
preaching you something that different than what you received before,
告诉你的福音是我们以前讲的是不一样的。
Paul said, you curse them, you curse the person.
保罗说，你要咒诅那个人。
Of course, we don't easily curse the person, right?
当然我们是 不会这么做。
Not easily curse a person.
我们并不容易去咒诅别人。
But Paul said you can curse the person, even including if I were to do that.
保罗说如果有人对你这么做，你要去咒诅他。
Because that person will take away your salvation.
因为那个人他要偷走你的救恩。
So do not say, oh, all the teaching is the same.
所以不要说所有的道理都差不多。
Do not say, change a little bit, no big deal.
不要说改了一点点也无妨。
The ten basic beliefs cannot change. All the pure, all ten basic beliefs are from the teaching of the apostles.
十大信条都是从圣经使徒所传而来。
The truth that is make the true church different than other denominations.
就是这个真理让我们真教会跟其他教会不一样。
But once in a while, inside the church, somebody will come up with some crazy idea.
可是在教会里面总是一段时间之后就会出现一些奇怪的言论。
Maybe every 20 years, 30 years, some workers, their idea, their mind got deceived.
大概每二三十年就会有神的工人头脑被迷惑。
Wow, in different countries, sometimes.
是从不同的教会、不同的国家出现的。
Some worker will teach something different than the basic doctrine.
有些工人会教导你跟十大信条不同的东西。
Hey, very strange, at the beginning, they preach the basic doctrine.
非常奇怪的是，在这个工人刚开始出来的时候，他是传十大信条。
They go to Africa, they go to India, they go to everywhere to preach for the true gospel.
他们去印度、去非洲传扬神的真理。
Oh, they are very gifted.
而且是非常有能力的。
They sign up to become a preacher, join the TTP.
他们献身当传道工人。
Hey, but so strange. After a few decades, they teach something different.
可是很奇怪，过了几十年，他们却开始教导不同的东西。
They try to throw away what they established before.
他们丢弃了当初他们所传的道理。
Some even when they are retired, their mind change.
甚至有一些工人是在退休之后，他们的大脑就改变了。
That's why the church sometimes they stop some retired worker from giving sermon.
所以有时候教会要阻止一些退休的工人上台讲道。
In Taiwan already happened.
在台湾已经发生这样的事。
A few retired preacher.Not allowed to speak sermon anymore.
有一些已经退休的传道工人，他们不再被允许上台。
Why?
为什么？
Because do not follow the basic doctrine, but not follow the sound doctrine anymore.
因为他们不再遵从，还有传扬纯正的道理。
So Paul said, if anyone preach a different doctrine,
所以保罗在这里说，如果有人传不一样的福音，
you have to be very careful.
你要很小心。
So we have to reminded by the Bible.
所以我们要接受圣经的提醒。
Okay, let's turn to Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
我们翻到马太福音第七章二十一节。
Matthew 7, 21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
21 to 23.
二十一到二十三节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 23.
马太福音第七章二十一到二十三节。
1 to 3.
一起读。
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国；唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。
22。
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
23,
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。 Here Lord Jesus Christ reminds us.
这里主耶稣提醒我们。
When we read verse 21, we say, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
21节说到，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
Usually our old thinking is, this is referring to other old churches or other denominations. They don't have the true gospel. They cannot be saved, right?
以前我们读到这一节，我们以为这是指着外教会的人说的。
But of course, we have to look deeper.
可是我们要再更深入的探讨。
This can also apply to inside the true church.
这一节也可以应用在真耶稣教会里面。
Not everyone in the true Jesus church at the end can be saved.
在真耶稣教会里面的每一个人并不是都可以得救。
Not everyone.
并不是每一个人。
Let us repeat. Not everyone in the true church at the end you automatically go to heaven.
我再重复一次，在真教会里面，不是每一个人都可以得救。
Of course, you have to go to the true church to be saved.
当然，你要得救，必须先来到真教会。
But after you go inside,
可是当你进来了
，if your mind got deceived,
如果你的头脑慢慢的被迷惑
，if you are a worker, your mind is deceived.
如果你是神的工人，你也被迷惑。
You oppose the truth. You deserted the sound doctrine.
你抵挡真道，改变真理。
Even though you preach the word of God, you speak in the name of Jesus.
就算你站在台上说奉主耶稣圣名讲道
you cast out demon before.
你甚至以前还会赶鬼
you have a lot of miracles, signs and wonders.
你还会行神迹
but Jesus could tell you, I don't know you.
可是主耶稣可能会告诉你我不认识你
so be very careful, it could be from us, we could be talking about us.
所以要很小心这可能就是指着我们说的
secondly,
第二点
we have the Bible tell us, we have to be very careful within the church come false prophets.
我们要很小心教会内部出现假先知
To lead the sheep astray
带领羊群离开真理
And also to leave the true Jesus church
并且离开真耶稣教会
Let's turn to This happened to the time of the apostles
在使徒时代就已经这样发生了
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2
我们翻到约翰一书第二章
1 John chapter 2
约翰一书第二章
Verse 18
18节
1 John chapter 2 verse 18.
约翰一书第二章十八节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
One, two, three.
小子们啊，
如
今
是
末
时了。
你们
曾
听
见
说
那
敌
基
督
的
要
来，
现在
已
经
有
好
些
敌
基
督
的出
来
了。从
此
我
们
就
知
道如
今
是
末
时
了。
19.
他们
从
我
们
中
间出
去，
却
不
是
属
我
们的。
若
是
属
我
们
的，
就
必
仍
旧
与
我
们
同
在。
他
们出
去，
显
明
都
不
是
属
我
们
的。
Oh,
now John already told us history can repeat and happen again.
这里约翰告诉我们，历史是可以重复出现的。
2000 years ago in the apostolic church.
在2000多年前的使徒教会。
At the beginning, there are one church, one doctrine.
他们是拥有同一个教义还有真理的。
But some worker, their mind got confused and deceived.
可是有一些工人，他们被迷惑。
They leave the group. They leave the apostolic church.
他们离开了这个教会。
They are no longer belong to them.
他们再也不属于他们。
Because the doctrine has changed, the teaching has changed.
因为他们所传的教义还有真理已经改变。
So John said, then they leave. They do not belong to us anymore.
所以约翰告诉我们，他们离开就是不再属我们。
But sometimes not only they leave, they will influence you and bring you to live with them.
可是常常他们不是自己离开，他们还要影响一些人与他们一起离开。
Usually those false prophets, they are very charismatic.
这些通常这些工人是非常有个人魅力的。
哇 ，they are very gifted.
他们很有能力。
And then they have a lot of love. They very care for people.
他们对信徒充满了爱，让信徒感觉到他们很有爱心。
And then they have a very deep relationship, deep connection to you.
他们还与信徒建立很深的连结。
Because maybe they brought you to the church or they edify you when you were very low or weak.
可能他们是带领你来信主的人，也有可能曾经在你失落的时候鼓励过你。
So when they leave, they'll tell you.
所以当他们要离开的时候，他会告诉你。
You know, this church is no good. Let's go our way. Let's go reform another church.
他会说这个教会不好，我们再去另外一个地方新开教会吧。
Or they say that we go outside to establish our own group.
或者是他会说我们去外面建立我们自己的团体。
Here, there's nothing to hear, nothing, no good sermon.
这里没有什么好听的，没有什么讲道。
We go outside to do our own Bible study.
我们去外面建立自己的查经班。
Do not attend church.
不要参加教会活动。
Now listen carefully, everybody.
现在要请注意听。
Very important. If somebody tell you go to church is no use, we go out to do our own Bible study.
如果有人告诉你来教会没什么好来的，我们自己在外面查经就好。
You don't have to. You don't really have to go to church.
你不需要真的去教会。
We can just do Bible study ourselves.
我们可以自己查考道理就好。
Or they tell you, you know, the church teaching is not spiritual. It's not good enough.
或者是他告诉你说教会的道理不属灵，现在不好。
We do our own study instead.
我们自己查真理更好。
Be very careful.
要很小心。
We can be following the wrong path.
可能就走错路了。
So that's why Lord Jesus reminds us.
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
Be very careful. Some people, if a worker leads you astray, bring you away.
如果有这样的神的工人想要把你带走。
You don't follow him.
不要跟随。
Even the one you respect the most, you love the most, do not follow him.
就算他是你最尊敬的神的工人，最爱的神的工人都一样。
There was a brother in Taiwan.
有一个在台湾的弟兄。
When he was in low point, his family was in trouble. Somebody preached to him and bring him to True Jesus Church.
在他们全家陷入绝境的时候，有人向他传福音，带他来教会。
Wow! And then after he come to the True Church, he was very blessed. He was very encouraged.
在他来教会受到鼓励，并且得到帮助。
But later, the person who bring him to the church told him.
可是之后，带他来教会的人告诉他。
He tell him that you know what.I'm forming another group.
那个弟兄说，你跟我现在不要再来这个教会了，我想要在另外一个地方重新另立聚会点。
Actually, the one who tell him actually is a minister.
其实带领他来的人就是神的工人。
But he's leaving.
是圣职人员，他要离开了。
He tell him, you live with me, we go to start something somewhere.
他告诉这个弟兄说，你跟我一起走，我们再去重新开始。
Wow, that brother is very struggle.
这个弟兄他非常的挣扎。
Because that minister helped him so much.
因为这个神的工人真的帮助他们家非常多。
Guide him so much.
带领他们家。
Pray for him, help him physically.
还有为他祷告，甚至是实际上伸出援手帮忙。
He is the one who guide him in the Bible, in the faith of Christ.
而且是在他查考真理的时候，这个人总是为他指点迷津。
And now this person tell him to live with him. How can he say no?
现在这个人叫他跟他一起走，他如何说不呢？
But that brother, after praying, he tell him straight.
可是在这个弟兄深入祷告之后，他告诉这个神的工人
He said, I'm not leaving with you.
他说我不会跟你走的。
I found the true church.
我找到真教会。
This is the true church.
这是真教会。
I have the Holy Spirit.
而且有圣灵。
I have the truth.
有真理。
I'm not leaving.
我不会离开的。
I am here until I die.
我会留在这里直到我死的那一
天。The one who guided him in the church was so angry. You betray me. You don't follow me.
这个神的工人呢，他就很生气，他说你背叛了我。
But thank God, our member do not follow human, they only follow the truth, they only follow Jesus.
可是感谢神，这位弟兄他只跟从真理，他不跟着神的工人。
Now, another point to be reminded.
还有另外一点的提醒。
Not only the false prophet, but in the end time, there'll be false Christ.
还有另外一点提醒是，不只会有出现假先知，还会有假基督。
And they can perform miracles.
甚至他们可以行大神迹。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们来翻马太福音二十四章。
Verse 33.
二十四章的第二十三节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 23.
马太福音二十四章二十三节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读，大声读。
103.
那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信。24，
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。 Here Jesus already warned us.
这里主耶稣已经提醒我们。
At the end time before he come,
在末时他要来之前，
False prophetsFalse Christ will appear.
假先知、假基督会出现。
How can they persuade people? How can they deceive people?
他们要如何说服人民？
Right, they have signs. They can perform miracles.
他们可以行神迹。
Now, usually, remember, we like to hear testimony. We like to hear vision, signs, and wonders.
通常一个基督徒是很喜欢听见证，也很喜欢看异象。
For example, if I preaching the word of God here, right, the doctrine, a lot of you are struggling or trying to doze off. I know, because after lunch, it's easy, right?
譬如说，今天下午在这边讲到，讲的内容是神的教义，当然大家会觉得很想睡，因为吃过午餐了。
But usually, if we say, okay, now I share a testimony, then everybody will wake up, look at me.
如果我现在说，那我现在要分享一个见证，可能大家头就抬起来。
Because people like to hear testimony.
因为大家喜欢听见证啊。
Or signs, visions, wonders.
或者是有人看到异象，做了异梦。
But be very careful.
可是要很小心。
If you are a member who really love to hear testimony more than the truth,
如果你是一个很爱听见证，胜过爱听真理的人。
I like to hear vision, signs, and wonders.
很喜欢听到人家看什么异象，做什么异梦。
But you do not study the doctrine. You are not rooted in the faith.
可是你并不查考圣经，也不在真理上扎根。
Then in the future, you will be devoured by this beast.
在将来，你就是第一个被这个兽所迷惑的。
Because you have question.
因为你会有这个问号。
Why do you say they are wrong? Why do you say they are false prophets?
你为什么要说他们是假先知呢？
You know that preacher when he pray, the demon cast out.
你看那个传道，他只要一祷告，那个魔鬼就被赶出去了。
When he pray, you know, miracle happen.
你看他只要一祷告，一按手，神迹就发生。
How about you? Do you perform a miracle?
你呢？你会行神迹吗？
Oh, look at that one. He perform more.
你看这个比那个更厉害。
Wow, and then you follow him.
那你就跟着他了。
If you become a member like this, in the future, you'll be the first one to be deceived.
如果你是一个这样的信徒，那在将来你就是第一个被迷惑的。
You know, sometimes you want to hear vision and signs and wonders. The more you want to hear, the devil will want you to see more even.
有时候你会很想要看神迹，看这个异象。可是如果你这样想的话，魔鬼就会显异象给你看。
The devil also can you let you to see something?
因为魔鬼也可以让你看见灵界的东西。
But you have to be very careful.
可是你要很小心。
Our faith do not base on this.
你的信心不要建立在神迹启示上。
And also be very careful, do not be deceived.
也要记得不要被迷惑。
Because when a person become deceived, he will kind of do something like personal worship, personal...become a fans or try to make somebody his idols.
因为当一个人被迷惑了之后，这个人就会很想要搞个人崇拜，让别人跟着他。
They want people to support him.
他想要人们支持他。
Right? This is why was it become why he is the Christ? He want to look here, he's there.
就所以在末时会有人说我是基督。
This is a personal worship.
这就是个人崇拜。
In true church, we never talk about personal worship.
在真耶稣教会里面，我们从来不看重个人。
We only follow Christ.
我们只跟着基督。
Preacher can come, preacher can go.
传道可以来，也可以离开。
It changed another worker, still the same. The church will develop.
就算换了另外一个传道工人，教会还是会发展。
Another person preached the same doctrine. The Holy Spirit still can come down.
就算是另外一个人传讲同样的教义，圣灵还是会降下。
We don't rely on one person.
我们从来不注重个人。
But if our faith based on one person.
可是如果我们的信心只建立在这个人身上
if you look at verse 27, 26,
26节
Wow, you see Christ is there, you follow.
哇，你看那里有基督，我就跟去那里。
Oh, Christ is in the wilderness, you follow.
哦，基督在旷野，我就跟着。
You follow human like you follow Christ.
你爱人而不是爱基督。
Wow, it's very dangerous.
这是很危险的。
So that's why we have to be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
Then you may ask, why the false prophet can deceive so many people?
再来，我们可能会问，为什么假先知可以迷惑这么多人？
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13, verse 15.
我们再翻到启示录的十三章十五节。
Revelation 13, verse 15.
启示录的十三章十五节。
One, two, three.
一起读。
又
有
权
柄
赐
给
他，
叫
兽上有
生
气，并
且
能
说话，
又叫
所
有
不
拜
兽像
的
人
都
被
杀
害。
Here tells why the beast can control so many people.
这里告诉我们为什么假先知可以迷惑这么多人。
He said it was allowed to give the breath.
这里讲到他可以
to the image of the beast.
这里讲到他可以给这个兽像有一口气。
We know that in the Bible, the word breath is the same as spirit.
我们知道在圣经里面，这气这个字是跟灵是同一个原文字。
Remember how God gave life to Adam?
我们记得亚当当初是如何从神领受生命的吗？
God breathed from the to the nostril of Adam, and he become a living being.
神向亚当的鼻孔吹一口气，然后他就成了有灵的活人。
So, is the spirit of God make him live?
因为神的灵进入他的身体，他就活了。
Now, how about that beast?
那这个兽呢？
Also, someone give him the breath.
还是也是有人给他一口气。
But that breath is not the breath of God.
可是那一口气不是从神来的。
It's the evil spirit.
是邪灵。
So why some people when they are deceived is so difficult for them to wake up?
所以为什么有人被迷惑之后是很难被叫醒的？
Because the spirit is working.
因为邪灵在工作。
Why some worker they are deceived, they're so difficult to turn back.
为什么有些工人他被迷惑之后很难回头？
Because the spirit of the devil is working.
因为邪灵在背后工作。
And why some worker they fall and then so many people fall with them?
那为什么有些假先知工作是有这么多人跟随呢？
Is the spirit, the evil spirit, also working?
因为邪灵在背后动工。
So we have to be very careful. This is a spiritual battle.
所以我们要记得要很小心，这是一场属灵的征战。
Filled by the Holy Spirit, discern, do not follow the wrong worker.
我们要求圣灵赐给我们能力来分辨。
Now let's look at the last two verses here. Very interesting.
那我们再来看最后两节是非常有趣的。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Verse 16. Let's read Revelation chapter 13, verse 16.
启示录十三章十六节。
One, two, three.
十六节，他又
叫
众
人，
无论
大小、贫
富、
自
主
的、为奴
的，
都
在
右
手
上，
或
是
在
额
上
受
一
个
印
记。17。
十七节，
除了
那
受
印
记的，有了寿命或有寿命数目的，都
不
得
做
买
卖。
Wow, here tell us that beast.
这里告诉我们那个兽。
And then also talk about everyone on earth at the time.
也告诉我们在地上的所有人。
Whether you are rich or poor.
不管你是贫富。
If you do not have a seal on your right hand or on the forehead, you cannot do trade.
如果你在右手上或是额头上没有印记，你是没有办法做生意的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
Now, in the past, I didn't know what does it mean, right?
以前我不懂这段在说什么。
Can this happen physically?
这是真实可以发生的吗？
Now, let's talk about the physical aspect. It's already happening.
其实在世界上真的已经发生了。
Let's talk about the physical aspect first.
我们从属世的角度来看。
Recently, the BBC news reports a new technology already happened.
最近在 BBC 新闻网上告诉我们，这是新的科技发明。
We know that in your credit card there's a microchip, right?
我们知道在你的信用卡上面有一张小小的晶片。
And somebody allowed this experiment to be performed on his body.
可是有些人他愿意让这个晶片放到身体上。
So the doctor cut off his skin on the hand, and then implanted the credit card chip.
所以就医生就为他做手术，把他手上的皮肤切开，
so、when,
放入支晶片。
So when he go to grocery shopping, people say, okay, this is the amount, or he use the hand, do it, and then finish payment. Not even using the credit card or the iPhone or the iWatch, just use his hand, do it, because the chip is inside.
所以当他去买菜买东西的时候，要结账的时候，他只要伸出手去感应，他就付完款了。
Brother and sister, do you want your credit card chip to be implanted to your arm?
弟兄姐妹，你想要你的手被植入晶片吗？
Now, how about the head?
那现在我们来看看头。
Now, this is the most recent news. Elon Musk, his company, Neuralink, already planning to do something.
现在在 Elon Musk 他的计划里面，已经要把这个晶片植入人的脑中。
So he's asking for volunteer.
所以他现在征求一些志愿者。
So the volunteer, the head will be the skull will be open and put a chip inside, cover it.
所以这个手术的内容就是会把你的头打开，然后把晶片植入。
So that the chip can interact with your brain and provide a lot of different things to you.
那晶片植入脑中之后，就可以做有很多的功能。
According to news, a few thousand people sign up to be the first one.To put on trial.
根据这个新闻报道，已经有几千人报名说要当第一个实验者。
Now, this physically is already happening.
在真实世界已经发生了。
In the future, if you don't have this kind of technology, maybe it's very difficult to survive.
在未来，你如果身上没有这些晶片，可能就没有办法做买卖。
Just nowadays, if you don't have credit card, very inconvenient.
就像现在，你如果身上没有一张信用卡，其实就很不方便。
People tell me in China nowadays, they don't even use renminbi. Cash, they use a WeChat Pay or whatever pay.
我听说在中国现在已经非常的先进，他们都不需要用钱了，他们直接用手机里面的软体扫过就付款。
If you don't have this technology, how can you do trade?
如果你没有这一些科技，那你如何付款？
Just like today, if you open a business, you don't take credit card, you don't accept e-transfer, how do you do trade?
就像今天你开一家店，如果你不接受信用卡，也不接受 e-transfer， 那你是如何经营的呢？
But of course, those technology doesn't mean anything negative.
当然，这些科技是中性的。
But what does it mean here?
可是属灵上代表什么？
In the future, if your mindset, if your value is not according to the world, you'll find a very difficult life.
如果将来你的观念、想法、文化、价值观没有跟这个世界潮流在一起，那你是很难存活的。
Head, the forehead means your thinking.
前额代表你的思想。
Right, we are all thinking here, right? Hopefully, we are not sleeping. We are thinking.
我希望大家都还醒着，是可以思考的。
Right? You think.
你思考。
What is right? What is wrong?
你会分辨什么是对，什么是错。
What has value? What has no value?
什么是有价值，什么是没有价值。
This comes from your forehead, your thinking.
这是从你的前额的思考来的。
And then next, your right hand.
再来提到你的右手。
Right hand means your action.
右手代表你的行为。
Your thinking will affect your action.
你的想法会影响你的行动。
Wow. If you are not the same as the rest of the world,
如果你跟这个世界的想法还有行动都不同，
you'll find it's very hard to do trade. It's very hard to survive.
你会发现以后很难生存。
However, the Bible tells us if you follow the beast,
可是今天圣经告诉我们，如果你跟随这头兽，
if you follow the world,
你跟随世界，
you know, the world just like the whole Babylon in the book of Revelation.
这个世界就像启示录里面所提的是巴比伦。
This Babylon is falling, is collapsing very soon.
这个巴比伦很快就要倒塌了。
The judgment is coming.
审判大日要到。
Look at this world happening from last year until this year. Everything happening so fast.
我们看看这个世界从去年到今年发生的事情是这么变幻莫测。
Last year, beginning of the year, Ukraine and Russian war, everybody was so surprised.
去年刚开始的时候，乌俄战争爆发，我们都非常的惊讶。
And then this year has not ended, and the Israel and Palestinian war have not stopped.
今年都还没有结束，可是以巴冲突不断。
The world is approaching the end.
所以这个世界已经快到尾声了。
Of course, the business still looks very good.
当然经济上看起来还是很蓬勃发展。
But if you look from the Bible perspective,
可是如果你从圣经的角度来看，
The end is coming day and day, closer and closer.
末日快要临近了。
So if you compromise your faith,
可是如果你妥协你的信仰，
At the end, you lose everything.
在最后你是会失去一切的。
But if you endure,
可是如果你是忍耐，
You're walking toward the right direction.
你向着一个正确的方向前进。
Yes, it is not easy.
是的，这并不容易。
But it will bring you to the kingdom of God.
可是会把你带到天家。
So today, in conclusion, you have to think.
所以今天的结论就是，请你好好想一想。
Do you have a preparation in your heart?
你是不是在心里准备好了？
Yes, this journey is not easy.
是的，这条路不好走。
It's difficult. It's pain.
是很痛苦。
But do I still want to believe in Jesus?
是否再苦，我还要信耶稣？
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
210。
210首。
当我心万千层路被荆棘第三层天，那见那荣耀乐园美丽新鲜。求主狂人少要向我献殷勤，亲身回到救主慈怀的安宁。当我见主，我心欢喜，欢喜在我主慈怀安心。当我见主，我心欢喜，
在哪里
与我主相安息。在昔日许多亲友的是灵魂先升天，今日向我热烈掌握来团圆。祈完成愿我归家，歌声隐隐满了园，我要先与旧木恩主相无言。当我见主，我心欢喜，欢喜在我主慈怀安心。当我见主， 在那里与我主永安息。到那日，主要引我进我主门入圣城，圣城白衣圣上是美的天庭。福寿可不再爱过喜气阴阳气相符，哈利路亚，荣耀全能归基督。当我见主，我心欢喜，欢喜在我主之外安息。当我见主，我心欢喜，在那里与我主永安息。我日间对清早必备真正三成天，得见那荣耀乐园是你心心。不同悲受主恩人心人言言言而言心成味道修出此怀的安宁。当我见主，我心欢喜，欢喜在我主此怀安心。当我见主，我心欢喜，在那里与我主永安心。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to pray.
现在我们要祷告。
We pray that we'll be watchful and then strengthen our faith.
我们为自己祷告，让我们可以警醒，能够建立信仰。
And also we pray for our church.
也为教会祷告。
Next Sunday, we will have a gospel tea fellowship.
下个礼拜天，我们有一场福音茶会。
We hope that every member will come, just like today, just like Sabbath day, everybody show up.
我们希望每一个信徒都会出现，就像今天安息日一样。
Why?
为什么?
Because we have to show support to the gospel work.
因为我们要支持福音的圣工。
Our aim is every family, you bring one person to come, bring one friend to come.
我们的目标就是每一个家庭都会带一个人。
Right, we try. You may not be successful, don't worry. You try, you give invitation.
你不一定会成功，可是至少你有试过。
But if you don't try,
可是如果你连试都不试,
not even intro, don't even send invitation.
连一张邀请卡都没有发出去。
Then how can you face Jesus?
那你要如何面对主耶稣呢?
Jesus said, I chose you. You tell the people about me.
主耶稣说我拣选你来为我传福音。
So next Sunday,
所以下个礼拜天,
we encourage every member, first of all, you must come to show support.
所以我们鼓励每一个信徒你自己一定要出现。
And then you try to bring one person to come.
然后至少每一户带一个朋友来。
Even you try, you cannot bring anyone, you come yourself to help praying.
即使你试过了没有办法带人来，可是也没关系，你自己要来帮助祷告。
When other truth seeker come, you can talk to them.
如果别人有带慕道者，你可以帮忙接待他们。
Right, this is our duty.
因为这是我们的职责。
So we have to pray every day from now until next Sunday, pray for this event.
所以我们要从现在开始每天为福音茶会祷告。
And secondly, tomorrow a group of a member, we are going down to Lethbridge to family service.
明天有一些信徒要下 Lethbridge 去家庭聚会。
The work of Lethbridge has been going on for many years.
其实 Lethbridge 的福音工作已经进行了很多年。
But now it's all limited to just one family and the family service.
可是我们还是被限制于在一个家庭里面。
We need a breakthrough.
我们要冲破难关。
We ask the Lord to give us opportunity because there's so many people in Lethbridge. They also need the gospel.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们，因为那么多人住在 Lethbridge， 我们求神兴起福音。
So we have to pray for that.
我们也要为这个福音工作祷告。
And we'll pray for our church expansion.
也为教会扩展。
So they ask the Lord to prepare the bigger place for us, because every week we almost see newcomer coming, new immigrant, new truth seeker. We need bigger space.
所以我们看到每个礼拜都有新的朋友或者是新搬来的人出现，所以我们需要更大的地方。
So every member have to pray for this very hard.
所以请每一个信徒都为这件事祷告。